Hello, and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 for Active Directory. My name is Peter Lammers. Here's what we'll cover in this session. We'll start with a brief review of MOM 2005 before we talk specifically about the Active Directory Management Pack. The Management Pack monitors events that are placed in the application, system, and directory service event logs by various Active Directory components and subsystems. It also monitors the overall health of Active Directory and alerts you to critical performance issues. The Active Directory Management Pack is designed to provide valuable monitoring information for most implementations of Active Directory. We will explore the various monitoring scenarios. Active Directory Management Pack reports provide important information in the areas of trending, user account problems, configuration, and service level availability. By the end of this session, you'll have the knowledge you need to implement the Active Directory Management Pack in your MOM environment. As we go through this session, you'll hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we'll explain all new terms related to this session, there are some general terms from the industry or other versions of Microsoft products we may not spend time on. To help you out, we've listed out the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to the session or to reference afterwards. We assume that you are an experienced Microsoft Windows Server 2003 user. Furthermore, we assume that you have worked with Active Directory and are familiar with concepts and terminology related to Active Directory. Finally, this session is not about MOM 2005. While there will be a short review of the product, this session focuses more on the features and capabilities of the Active Directory Management Pack. Therefore, we assume that you are currently using or have used MOM 2000 or MOM 2005. Let's look at what is on the agenda. First, we will briefly review the MOM 2005 infrastructure and related technologies. Next, we'll move on to the Active Directory Management Pack, or ADMP, and explore the features and usage benefits. The majority of this session will cover how to configure MOM 2005 to monitor the most important aspects of Active Directory, including the health of the Active Directory service, server and replication health, and client monitoring. Finally, we will show you how to configure data collection to create robust reports that provide important information in the areas of trending, user account problems, configuration, and service level availability. We will begin with a look at a case study of a successful MOM 2005 implementation. Home Loan Management Limited, or HML, is a rapidly growing provider of support services to financial service organizations in the United Kingdom. The company needed a system that could support both its own and its customers' IT infrastructure, provide a proactive response to customers, and could evolve with the company's planned growth. As a result, it turned to Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 to provide it with a stable solution to its business needs. HML wanted to implement a solution to bolster the stability of its infrastructure. It also needed the solution to be flexible enough to link into a variety of customer systems, agile enough to support the company's growth, and be able to aid the resolution of day-to-day IT management issues. Unlike the majority of similar solutions, MOM 2005 proactively addresses potential problems using a knowledge management database. What makes MOM 2005 unique is the built-in knowledge about the infrastructure it monitors, allowing it to preempt problems and suggest or apply best practice solutions to the pending problems. As a result, Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 was a logical product for the company to choose when looking to manage its evolving IT infrastructure. It was not only the solution's compatibility with other Microsoft products that made HML turn to MOM. Because of the inclusive knowledge databases, HML recognized that even though their experience with the solution is limited, it would be able to quickly diagnose and repair issues as they arose. HML also recognized that the ability of MOM 2005 to work in tandem with a variety of third-party systems would help it to grow in whichever direction they chose. The benefits of using MOM 2005 include a single system across the enterprise, Despite working with a variety of customer systems, MOM ensures that the management process is relatively simple because HML can monitor a variety of systems from a single point. Confidence and security. Because of the amount of information the company stores, and particularly because it is financial information about its customers, HML has to ensure that its data is as secure as possible. Proactive responses to customer needs. One of the fundamental purposes of MOM is to help businesses to be solution-driven rather than issue-led. Clear interdepartmental communication. HML divides its IT department between a LAN and a WAN team. MOM has provided a far more accurate view of business issues, which has brought the two teams more closely together. Improving reporting. With the reporting mechanisms in MOM 2005, HML can devote IT resources to the parts of the business that need it most. The automatic generation of reports that are easily understood by all areas of business make it easier for discussions to take place internally to justify IT spending. Let us take a moment to review the MOM 2005 infrastructure. As you know, Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 is an event and performance management solution that monitors system performance, informs administrators about potential issues, and takes action to head off problems before they can impact the infrastructure. The fundamental operations management unit is the management group. This includes the MOM management server, at least one MOM management server, and the MOM database, which is used to store operational data. The MOM reporting server can be optionally installed, which includes the MOM reporting database and the reporting console. A working MOM 2005 deployment includes at least one managed computer. Managed computers are either agent managed, the default, or agentless managed. In the agent managed scenario, you use MOM to install software on the computer that you want to manage. This component, MOM Agent, runs as a local service on the managed computer and monitors this computer using the management pack rules that are installed as part of the agent installation. You can install agents automatically from the administrator console or manually by logging onto the computer where you want to install an agent. In the agentless scenario, MOM does not install any software on the computer that you want to manage. Instead, the MOM agent, which runs locally in the MOM management server runtime, collects data from the managed computer. At least one management pack, which contains the rules that are applied to managed computers in the management group, is required. The Microsoft Operations Manager 2005 management pack, which enables you to monitor MOM health and performance, is installed by default during setup. Other management packs are available that are tailored to your specific management needs, or you can even create your own. There are four support use consoles associated with MOM 2005. The Administrator console is where you configure MOM 2005, discover servers, deploy agents, create and maintain user privileges, and create, import, or export management packs. The Operator console provides you with a view into the health of your systems, indicates problems, and recommends resolutions. You can even add company-specific troubleshooting information. Its multi-pane view allows you to easily see the information necessary to resolve a problem without having to open various windows or dialog boxes. The Administrator console and Operator console are installed by default when you install MOM. The web console provides a subset of the operator console functionality using a web browser. It gives you the flexibility to modify the status of an alert, update company knowledge, view the status of a computer, and receive email notifications with links to a specific problem that needs attention from anywhere on the network. The reporting console allows you to view event, alert, and performance reports from a web browser. It lets you subscribe to favorite reports and automatically receive new versions as they change. Another useful tool associated with MOM 2005 is the MOM Sizer. The MOM 2005 Sizer provides recommendations for MOM server configurations based on modeled workloads. Recommendations include the CPU, memory, disk, and network bandwidth resources required to manage your environment. The sizer combines information you input about your environment with performance and scalability models of the MOM server architecture established in the MOM Performance Labs. The output helps you plan the deployment of MOM 2005 management servers, database servers, and reporting database servers. The tool is available as a free download from Microsoft. With this review out of the way, let us move on to the next agenda item. In the next part of this session, we will introduce the Active Directory Management Pack for MOM 2005. First, let's see why monitoring Active Directory is so important. Like any distributed system, unexpected problems happen, including hardware failures, low disk space, network connectivity issues, user configuration errors, and errant applications overloading domain controllers. In the past, real-time monitoring has been a complex and expensive task for network administrators. MOM 2005 is a great tool for Active Directory administrators who need to stay on top of their network's health. Not only can they get real-time notifications of impending problems, but they can receive reports and scan health information to proactively respond to issues on the network before they become problems. MOM includes built-in knowledge direct from Active Directory development team that will help you understand and react to alerts. Specific problems with Active Directory can be disruptive if left unresolved, such as slow logons, login failures, or password issues, group policy problems, resource access problems, exchange email problems, and replication issues that can lead to security-related issues. MOM 2005 provides comprehensive event and performance management, proactive monitoring and alerting, reporting and trend analysis, and systems and application-specific knowledge, and tasks to improve the manageability of Windows-based servers and applications. The Active Directory Management Pack provides a complete Active Directory monitoring solution. The Active Directory Management Pack for Microsoft Operations Manager, or MOM 2005, provides a predefined, ready-to-run set of processing rules, monitoring scripts, and reports that are designed to specifically monitor the performance and availability of the Active Directory directory service. The Management Pack monitors events that are placed in the application, system, and directory service event logs by various Active Directory components and subsystems. It also monitors the overall health of the Active Directory and alerts you to critical performance issues. The Active Directory Management Pack provides a complete Active Directory monitoring solution by monitoring all aspects of the Active Directory health, monitoring the health of vital processes the Active Directory depends on, including replication, lightweight directory access protocol, or LDAP, DC locator, trusts, net logon service, file replication service, or FRS, inter-site messaging service, Windows Time Service, and Key Distribution Center, or KDC. Monitoring service availability and collecting key performance data. By detecting and creating alerts for critical events, the Active Directory Management Pack helps to indicate, correct, and prevent possible Active Directory service outages. These alerts can help you identify the root cause of problems associated with Active Directory. The Management Pack provides comprehensive reports, including reports on service availability and service health, and reports that can be useful for capacity planning. Along with the Active Directory Management Pack, there are related management packs that you may wish to use as well. The DNS management packs collect DNS events from the DNS server and system event logs. Because DNS and Active Directory are closely related, it is recommended that you also install the DNS management pack for the most complete results when monitoring Active Directory. For organizations that include Exchange Server 2003 deployments, there is also a management pack available for MOM 2005. In fact, we have a TechNet session dedicated to this product available at the URL listed here. The Group Policy Management Pack provides group policy health monitoring and a knowledge base of useful information to help you resolve an issue when group policy fails to process. The base Windows Operating Systems Management Pack monitors Windows 2000 and Windows Server 2003 events and the system and application event logs. These events indicate exceptional conditions associated with various aspects of the Windows operations and assist with proactive management of Windows 2000 or Windows Server 2003 systems. We recommend that you deploy this management pack along with the Active Directory and DNS management packs. Active Directory Management Pack views provide a way for administrators to scope the information that has been reported to MOM. Active Directory event views include the following categories and views. Active Directory performance views include the categories and views shown here. Active Directory alert views include the category and views shown here. Active Directory task status views show the following categories and views. Active Directory computer group views show domain controllers by OS version. And finally, Active Directory diagram views shows the replication topology. Let us take a closer look at the replication topology diagram views. As we just saw, the replication topology category contains three views. Broken connection objects display Active Directory connection objects that are in the error state. Connection objects display Active Directory connection objects and their current status. And the site links view displays Active Directory site links and the DCs in each site. From this view, you can see the status of managed servers at a glance. Server roles, such as global catalog servers, are shown as well. Site links are also visible. Detailed tooltips display important information for each object. Let's watch the first demonstration. In this demonstration, we will review ADMP features from both the administrator and operator consoles, and then enable client-side monitored computers and configure related settings. We will start with a look at the features of the Active Directory Management Pack, or ADMP, from the MOM 2005 Administrator Console. As we have discussed, the Administrator Console is the primary user interface that is used for all aspects of configuring and administrating MOM. In our environment, we have already installed the MOM agent on three servers. In addition to the default MOM management pack, we have also installed the Active Directory, DNS server, and Windows Server base operating system management packs and reports. Let's take a closer look at some of these rule groups created by the ADMP. This top-level processing rule group knowledge provides a summary-level description of the management pack, its features, and any configuration information that is required. Active Directory has a number of configuration options that should be addressed before the management pack can become fully functional, such as whether to deploy the client-side monitoring pack and replication options and latency thresholds. Active Directory client-side monitoring augments the server-side monitoring capabilities of the Active Directory Management Pack with the client-side view of the health of Active Directory. The rules that are contained in this rule group are used to test the availability of Active Directory from a client perspective. For example, the availability of Active Directory from the directory-enabled application servers. If you have Microsoft Exchange servers in your environment, this rule group should always be enabled on or near Exchange servers to ensure that global catalog servers and domain controllers are always available to them. The rules within these groups help verify that the applications and services that are critical for Active Directory health are performing well. Additionally, there are rule groups for Active Directory availability and reporting. Many of the rules within this rule group are designed to perform replication monitoring. In addition to replication monitoring, there are many other rules that are designed for general Active Directory availability monitoring. We will look at many of these in more detail as we progress through this session. The operator console provides access to operations data, such as events and alerts that are monitored and generated by various rules. The state view gives you an at-a-glance overview of the health of your monitored computers. Currently, we are monitoring three servers in addition to the MOM server, two domain controllers, and a member server. The health of Active Directory, DNS, the MOM agent, MOM server, operating system, and more can be viewed here. If any of these areas had any active errors or warnings, you would see a related icon where the green check mark is for the appropriate component. Active Directory monitoring includes the client view, if installed, replication and server health, and service health. The ADMP makes available new diagram views that allow you to view replication information and site links. We have two domain controllers, one in the Lucerne Publishing domain and the other in the Child domain, North America. The book icon indicates that both domain controllers are global catalog servers. These arrows show the health of the replication between the servers. Green indicates healthy replication, yellow indicates that a recent replication event was missed, and red indicates a potentially severe problem that you should investigate. The site links diagram gives an overview of your Active Directory site links and the DCs in each site. The two domain controllers that we will be working with reside in the Manhattan, USA site. Notice that pointing the mouse at an element in this view will display a pop-up dialog box with more information about the object. The ADMP creates several default tasks that provide increased manageability by enabling you to manage Active Directory directly from the MOM console. Many of the tasks here require the use of support tools. Support tools can be installed from the support tools directory on the operating system CD. We will use some of these a little bit later. As we have discussed, client-side monitoring tests the availability of Active Directory from the client's perspective. By using the Active Directory Management Pack client pack, you can do such things as monitor a specific list of domain controllers, determine if the client can contact a domain controller in its local site, and determine if there are sufficient number of global catalog servers available. To deploy this rule group to client computers, you must manually add each client computer to the Active Directory client-side monitoring computer group. Our file and print server depends on Active Directory to properly function, so we will add the server to this computer group. An agent can forward data on behalf of another computer or network device. This is called agent proxying. This feature helps prevent spoofing attacks where one agent is used to pose as another agent, or sends data onto the agent for processing. and attempts to send data to the management server. This setting is inherited from the global agent settings. However, you can override the setting for individual agents. But be aware that MOM 2005 does not authenticate the data that is sent. Let's take a closer look at one of the client-side monitoring scripts. This rule runs the AD client connectivity script, which takes the list of domain controllers that is generated by the AD client update DC script and performs a series of tests to ensure that a domain controller is available to the client. You can modify how frequently timed events, such as this script, will run. Scheduling too many events to run at the same time can impact performance and even generate false alerts. We are modifying this script for demonstration purposes so that alerts in which we may be interested in are generated more frequently. You can also manually edit the parameters for a given script. These parameters define thresholds and other behaviors. For example, the default value for the number of consecutive failures allowed before an alert is generated is 3. Your particular service level agreements may compel you to monitor certain thresholds more aggressively, so we will change this value to 2. If you do not commit the changes to the configuration, the changes are not sent until the agent request configuration interval completes, which is 1 minute by default. Computer groups help define on which computers MOM 2005 rules are deployed. So let us just briefly review the computer groups that a couple of our servers belong to. This is one of our domain controllers. It belongs to the Windows Server 2003 domain controllers, Microsoft Windows 2003 servers, DNS servers, MOM 2005 agents, and Active Directory Trust Monitoring groups. And here's the file and print server domain member server. It belongs to the Microsoft Windows 2003 servers, MOM 2005 agents, and Active Directory client-side monitoring groups. After enabling client-side monitoring, you may notice alerts for client-side monitoring computers. We'll look at this in a moment. You can look in the event log on a client computer to verify that the updated rules have been received. An event with an event ID of 21240 lets us know that this computer received new rules and configuration settings from the MOM server. Once the event occurs, we can be confident that the rule change has been sent to the agent and is fully operational. Now let's go back and take a closer look at the alert that was raised by the client-side monitored server. This alert tells us that the client has seen fewer global catalog servers than it expects to see. As you may recall, from the diagram view, we have two global catalogs in this site. The source field lets you know which rule generated the alert. In this case, it is a script called AD Client GC Availability. So let's take a look at that. This script is located in the event rules for the client-side monitoring group. We know that there are only two global catalogs in this site, but the minimum number is 3 by default. In the event that one of the global catalog servers does become unavailable for some reason, the number of global catalogs defined in the minimum available GCs parameter should be less than the actual number of global catalogs that are configured in the forest. So we will set the value of minimum available GCs to 1. With that done, let's commit the change. Finally, we will resolve the alert and put in a brief description of the action we took to resolve it. As we just saw, you can configure parameters for client-side monitoring scripts through the MOM 2005 Administrator Console. Or, if you want to customize script parameters for a client-side monitoring computer, you can edit the registry of that computer. You may wish to do this if you have a particular client-side monitoring computer that may require different thresholds than those that apply to other client-side monitoring computers. This requires creating a few registry keys on the client-side computer and then defining settings for whatever script you are interested in changing. Under the Client Monitoring key, you need to create two keys. The first is a Configuration key. Here, you can define the sites, domains, and domain controllers in which the client monitoring computer is interested. So first we will create a string value for the domain controllers, and then type the name of the domain controllers in the comma delimited format. We will also add a string for the site Manhattan, USA. The second key that we need to create under client monitoring is called tests. The test key may include a number of keys, each with the name of a different script in MOM 2005. Each of these keys may contain one or more values. The name of each value corresponds to a script parameter. Any value that is provided in any of these keys overrides the corresponding value that is set in the MOM 2005 Administrator Console. For example, for the AD client connectivity script, the number of milliseconds that a bind is allowed to take is 500 by default. Changing this value here will allow 1,000 milliseconds for this computer, while the default value will continue to apply to all other client monitoring computers. Similarly, we can change the number of consecutive failures allowed before an alert is generated from the default of 2 to 3. One thing to note is that not all parameters for all scripts can be modified in this way. For example, the AD Client GC availability script that we saw earlier will only read the values that are defined in the administrator console, and not those configured in the registry for a client-side monitoring computer. In the next part of this session, talk about Active Directory monitoring and server health. The Active Directory Management Pack is designed to provide valuable monitoring information for most implementations of Active Directory. The Active Directory Management Pack provides the following Active Directory state monitoring definitions. Active Directory state monitoring provides a view of the Active Directory health at a glance as it relates to the client, replication, and server and service health. The client view answers the question, can clients connect within thresholds? This view indicates Active Directory health from the view of the client pack for any computer on which the client pack is installed. The client pack monitors global catalog and PDC emulator availability, as well as interface availability and performance from the client's perspective. We will deploy the client pack in the upcoming demonstration. Replication health indicates the overall health of Active Directory replication by monitoring the health of connection objects that are used for Active Directory replication between domain controllers, and by monitoring the speed at which replication occurs between replication partners. Server health indicates the current health of the components and services that are operating on a domain controller. This includes checks to ensure that all essential services are available, analyzes LSASS and NTDSA for performance, and confirms that the domain controller is discoverable by itself using DC locator. The following are also monitored: required services, database and log file space, CPU usage, and domain controller location and advertisement. Service health indicates the current health of the Active Directory directory service, focusing on the availability and responsiveness of the service. The following are monitored to determine service health: operations master responsiveness, global catalog server responsiveness, and number of lost and found objects. One thing to keep in mind is that the Active Directory Management Pack collects service discovery data every 30 minutes by default. Therefore, Active Directory-specific discovery data might not appear in the MOM operator console until up to 30 minutes after the management pack is deployed. Let's discuss some specific monitoring scenarios. With the client pack, MOM can test availability of Active Directory components from directory-enabled applications, for example, Microsoft Exchange 2000 Server and Exchange Server 2003. Clients determine availability by pinging using both Internet Control Message Protocol, or ICMP, and LDAP, searching Active Directory, confirming that a sufficient number of global catalog servers are available, detecting PDC emulator availability and responsiveness. You determine which computers to use on your network for client-side monitoring by simply adding those computers to the Active Directory client-side monitoring computer group. It is recommended that you deploy client-side monitoring either on or physically near each of your directory-enabled application servers. Active Directory trust relationships should also be monitored. The Active Directory Management Pack allows you to monitor trust relationship issues and detect problems with trust between Active Directory domains enforced. This could include authentication or communication issues. You should also be aware of account and authentication issues. Account and authentication issues include such things as account password issues, user credential issues, duplicate accounts and security identifiers, or SIDs, and other problems including Security Accounts Manager, or SAM, failures, invalid requests, KDC and NTLM errors, account identifier issues, and account and group issues. Here are some other monitoring scenarios. Monitoring the health of the NetLogon service can help identify computer authentication issues, computers with duplicate SIDs, authentication failures for Active Directory computer accounts, name collisions, issues with connecting to Windows NT 4.0 domain controllers, and the inability of the NetLogon service to register name records with WINS. Universal Group Membership Caching, a new feature in Microsoft Windows Server 2003, that enables a domain controller to process user logon requests when a global catalog server is unavailable, can be monitored for problems. Issues related to the availability of services that are critical to Active Directory operations should be monitored. These include file replication errors, journal wrap errors, computer account policy failures, issues with time synchronization between Active Directory components, group policy issues and errors, computer account issues, and memory allocation issues. Other aspects of Active Directory health that affect availability include connectivity failures, database size and available free disk space, global catalog issues and alerts, and operations master availability. Replication is important to smooth running Active Directory environment, and replication errors or failures, slow replication, time skew issues, and replication partners should all be closely watched. And finally, performance monitoring collects various aspects of domain controller performance, including authentications and directory searches per second, number of server sessions, replication latency, processor and memory usage, and more. Let's look at a scenario in which client-side monitoring is valuable. As we have discussed, in addition to monitoring from the perspective of domain controllers, ADMP also monitors from the perspective of Active Directory clients. The goal of client-side monitoring is to provide a client perspective on the health of Active Directory. ADMP implements the client-side monitoring by using workstations or servers in strategic physical locations to assess the responsiveness of Active Directory. ADMP performs scripted directory tasks that mimic common actions that are performed by typical directory clients. The results are reported by the ADMP client pack through ADMP alerts and performance data. Here is our sample environment. We have two sites, London and Seattle, with an Exchange server in the London site. The MOM 2005 server is monitoring the health of the domain controllers and shows that everything is fine. However, a user in the London site calls the help desk complaining that his emails seem to be slow and unresponsive. This is because the Exchange server is retrieving directory information from a domain controller in another domain over a WAN link. With the client pack installed on the Exchange server, you are able to detect this and identify the problem. Then you can make plans to resolve the situation. Replication monitoring can allow you to proactively identify and fix serious problems. The ADMP creates new container in Active Directory called CN equals MOM latency monitors for each directory partition being monitored. Each domain controller then writes its own object, which is named with the common name of the domain controller, into that container, and the domain controller is responsible for updating the admin description attribute of that object. To determine the health of Active Directory replication, the Active Directory replication monitoring script creates or modifies its own directory objects and follows the replication of the changes it makes to determine replication latency and queries the replication subsystem through the WMI replication provider to determine whether replication is occurring. Timestamps are added for monitoring replication latency. Solid lines indicate an inter-site connection object, while dashed lines indicate an inter-site connection object. Separate maximum replication time thresholds can be specified for inter-site and inter-site monitoring. Source and target computers are specified through computer groups, and a computer can be both a source and a target. We'll look at this in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll show some of the tools that can be used to troubleshoot alert data from the MOM operator console and then configure a low privileged action account. Meanwhile, notice that stopping that one service on one of the domain controllers generated several alerts. Alerts generated include trust monitoring, domain controller locating, and even an alert from the client-side monitoring computer. Let us assume that we aren't aware that the netlogon service is stopped on the domain controller. In fact, we can assume that we have looked over the servers and weren't able to determine the problem. The ADMP creates several tasks that can aid in troubleshooting Active Directory problems, including replication. Note that many of these tools require that you install the support tools from the operating system CD. One of these tools is DCDiag, a command line tool that analyzes the state of domain controllers and reports any problems to assist in troubleshooting. From here, you can enter command line switches to be run against the server. This will cause DCDiag to run against the New York DC02 server. The task output is displayed in the Task Status pane in the Active Directory view. Depending on the task you run, it may take several minutes to see the output. We can see that some tests passed, but some failed. In a healthy environment, all tests should pass. Any failure should be investigated. Some events, such as this one, will split the output across multiple panes. Click on Other Task Output to continue to view the output. Looking through the details here, we can see several more failures reported by DCDiag. The NLTest command line tool helps perform network administrative tasks, such as getting a list of domain controllers, forcing a remote shutdown, and querying and testing trust relationships. This command will use NLTest to query the selected domain controller. Again, it may take a few moments before the output is displayed in the task view. Had this completed successfully, we'd have seen a success message in the output here rather than this warning. As you can see, the event rules, alerts, and tasks included with the ADMP can help you maintain a healthy environment and meet your service level agreements. In MOM 2005, monitoring functionality on an agent computer is provided by both the MOM service and the action account. On Windows 2000 Server, the Action account must be a member of the Local Administrators group. On Windows Server 2003, you can use a low-privileged account on the agent's Action account under certain circumstances. Configuring the Action account with the necessary rights and privileges to run the Active Directory Management Pack features requires significant manual configuration on the agent computer. First, we will create a new domain account and call it Mom Action. For replication monitoring to work using this Action account, the Action account must have full control over the MOM latency monitors container. Some registry settings may also need to be modified depending on your needs. Keep in mind that what you are seeing here are the minimum requirements for the Action account functionality using ADMP. Other management packs will likely require specific settings of their own. Providing read access to this registry key enables the Action account to provide the location of the ntds.dit and the Active Directory log files. In this demonstration, we are only working with one of the domain controllers, but you must add the Action account to the registry properties on each domain controller. The Action account must have read access to the file path location of ntds.dit and the Active Directory log files, which are located at c:\windows\ntds by default. Again, although we are only working on configuring settings for the Action account on one domain controller, you must provide access to the file path location on each domain controller for this to actually work. Next, the Action account requires access to several components that are configured through group policy. The best practice here would be to create a new group policy object, or GPO, and then link it to the domain controller's OU. But for the sake of time, we will simply modify the default domain controller's policy. First, the Action account needs to be able to log on locally to the Agent managed servers. Next, the Action account needs access to event logs and data. This is done through the Generate Security Audits Policy setting. And with the Manage Auditing and Security Log Policy setting. That takes care of the Agent Managed Server configuration, but we aren't quite done yet. There are a couple of things we need to configure on the MOM 2005 server. The Action account must be a member of the local users group on the MOM server. It must also be a member of the Performance Monitor Users Group on the local MOM server. Even with these settings in place, you may find that not all aspects of monitoring will work using this Action account. For example, trust monitoring will fail using the Action account because the Action account must be a member of either the Domain Admins Group or the Administrators Group in the domain in which trusts are monitored using the AD Monitor Trust script. If the Action account is not a member of either of these groups, you will receive a failure message unless you disable the rule. Finally, the Set Action Account utility allows you to change the action account used by a management group. If we query for the current action account, we can see that it is set to the NorthAmerica.Lucerne Publishing Domain Administrator account. This tool also allows you to change the current action account. One thing to note is that you must restart the MOM service on the computer to complete this change, or any other permission change to the action account. Before we move back to the slide presentation and talk about MOM reporting, there is one more thing to take care of. MOM runs a scheduled task to periodically transfer data from the MOM database to the MOM reporting database. By default, this task is scheduled to run at 1 a.m. every day. However, you can change the schedule just like any other scheduled task. Initiating this task to run now will give us some data to look at when we review MOM reporting. This will take a few minutes to complete, so let's return to the slide presentation. The final part of this session focuses on Active Directory Management Pack reports. Active Directory Management Pack reports provide important information in the areas of trending, user account problems, configuration, and service level availability. Here are some of the reports that you can create and view. Active Directory configuration reports can show such things as all domain controllers in the selected domain, along with their IP addresses and sites, which computers are holding one or more operation master roles or are global catalog servers, a list of connection objects that display the Active Directory replication topology, and the current replication site link configuration for Active Directory. Disk space reports display disk space usage and free space for the data space and log volumes. It is critical that adequate free space be available for Active Directory. Use this report to trend and predict the size of the volumes that you will need, given your current growth rate. Operations reports summarize significant changes to the domain, such as movement of the PDC emulator operations master, and the addition or removal of domain controllers, which domain workstations are unable to authenticate, and events that indicate that the SAM has detected an error. Corrective guidance is provided where applicable. Replications reports summarize the replication bandwidth, both compressed and uncompressed, over the selected period. This report is useful for trending and capacity planning for replication bandwidth requirements. You can also view the minimum, average, and maximum replication latency per naming context per domain controller. This report is extremely useful in verifying any SLA that you have for changes to replicate within the domain or forest. It's important to note the data collection for Active Directory Replication Monitoring report is disabled by default. You must enable data collection for this report to run properly. And now on to the final demonstration. In this demonstration, we will perform the initial triage and then review some predefined reports in the report manager. We will also look at how to create custom reports. After you configure the Active Directory Management Pack, allow 24 hours for the scripts to run. The number and severity of alerts that are generated in the first 24 hours depends on the thresholds that you set, as well as the number of domain controllers that are running in your environment, and any existing problems in your Active Directory implementation. After 24 hours, triage the alerts that the Active Directory Management Pack script have generated. Triaging the alerts helps you to identify critical issues and resolve them right away. It also helps you to decrease the amount of alert noise that is generated by your domain controllers, the WAN and the MOM system, which makes it easier to maintain the health of your Active Directory environment. If you find errors from the AD Essential Services script, address these errors first. These errors indicate that one or more of the services that Active Directory depends on are not running. Address alerts in the order of severity: critical errors, errors, warnings, and informational alerts. Each alert includes knowledge that provides additional information to help you resolve it. Any communication failure between the domain controllers and the monitoring infrastructure prevents you from receiving alerts so that you can examine and resolve them. To verify that domain controllers are communicating with the MOM console, check the last contacted column heading here. If the last contact time is greater than 5 minutes, Investigate why the computer is not communicating with Mom. And finally, address alerts that are generating the most noise on domain controllers, the WAN, and the MOM system. This report summarizes the most common events on each computer, which were raised during this specific time period, in this case, 1 week. Any events that show more than 5% in the activity column should be actively investigated. You should also look at the most common alerts by alert count report for similar trends. This report summarizes the most common alerts that were raised during the specified time period. Active Directory Management Pack reports provide important information in the areas of trending, user account problems, configuration, and service level availability. This includes reports on domain changes, authentication failures, disk space, and replication. The ADMP DC Replication Bandwidth Report summarizes the replication bandwidth, compressed and uncompressed, over the selected period. This report is useful for trending and capacity planning for replication bandwidth requirements. Scrolling through the report, you can see the graphs for both inbound and outbound replication bandwidth consumed by both domain controllers. After this, we will show you how to create a custom report that combines the output from two pre-existing reports. This will be the first report to be included in the custom report that we will create. So we will save the report to a file so that we can work with it later. The ADMP DC Replication Bandwidth Report includes a separate sub-report that contains the graphs you see in the main report. You can run this as a separate report, but unlike the main report, the sub-report doesn't produce any output by default. You have to manually supply the start and end dates, domain, and domain controller you want to run the sub-report against. We will need the subreport when we build our custom report, so let's save this as well. The ADMP AD Replication Latency Report summarizes the minimum, average, and maximum replication latencies per naming context per domain controller. This report is extremely useful in verifying any service level agreement that you have for changes to replicate within the domain or forest. This will be the second report that we will include in our custom report. Reports can be created and managed as projects within Visual Studio. let's start with a new report project that we will call Replication Bandwidth and Latency. First, we need to add a data source from where report information will be culled. In our configuration, this data source resides on the MOM server. Next, we will select the System Center reporting database. It's a good idea to test the connection to make sure that you are able to access the database with the authentication method you have specified. As you can see, the test succeeded. The SCDW data connection is used by reports and connects to the System Center reporting SQL database on this server. This name is hard-coded in the report definition files, so we need to rename our data source to use the same name. Now we need to add the report definition files that we saved earlier. When we are done, we will have copied the data from the bandwidth report into the latency report. So we need to make sure that the latency report layout has enough room to display the output. Setting the height to 11.75 inches should be sufficient. Now, since we will copy data from this report, we need to make sure that the layout will be such that it doesn't overlap the data from the other report. To accomplish this, we will move the entire report output down a bit. Some report parameters share the same names but reference different data. Simply copying and pasting them from one report into the other will result in errors. So we will replace what we know to be duplicate elements with a different name. Now we are ready to start moving report data. Essentially, we will move the important parts from the bandwidth report into the latency report, and then remove the bandwidth report when we are done. Next, we will paste the report items into the other report. Notice that we are searching for the report items element from the bottom to ensure that the report data from the bandwidth report appears underneath that of the latency report. We want to paste this data in right above the final closing report items tag. Now back in the bandwidth report, we will copy the data set information. Then we paste it within the datasets element in the other report. Then, we need to copy the begin date and end date report parameters from the bandwidth report. And finally, we will paste this data within the report parameters element in the latency report. We have copied all the data that we need. Anything that remains in the bandwidth report, such as domain name and domain controllers, is already contained in the latency report, so we can now safely remove the bandwidth report. Next, we will rename the latency report to something that more accurately reflects the new report. At this point, we should save our changes. Now we are ready to deploy the report to the report server. Before we can do that, we need to specify a valid report server URL for this project. Now we can deploy the solution, which will deploy the report to the report server. Let's switch back to the report manager and view our newly deployed report. Here we can see our new report. Let's take a look at it. It will be easier to view the report output if we hide navigation and report parameter frames. And here is our custom report. As you can see, with a little bit of work and an understanding of SQL reporting, it's possible to create custom and robust reports that suit your needs. Before we wrap up this session on Active Directory Management Pack for MOM 2005, let's review the most important things you should remember from this session. In addition to the Active Directory Management Pack, the DNS and base Windows Operating Systems Management Packs will give you the most complete results when monitoring Active Directory. Use client-side monitoring to check whether Active Directory is responding to clients that have the Active Directory client pack installed. Regular reporting can help you identify trends and respond to issues that may impact Active Directory performance. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, there are some online resources available that can help you. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the main TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. Additionally, visit www.microsoft.com/technet/mgt32 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that related directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Get the focused, in-depth technical expertise you need to implement and optimize your Microsoft Directory Services infrastructure with Active Directory for Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Technical Reference. The Microsoft Windows Administrator's Automation Toolkit provides the detailed guidance, tips, and tools you need to automate Windows system administration, including 120 full working scripts and command line controls on the CD. The Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Resource Kit is the definitive resource for Windows Server 2003, direct from Microsoft. It includes CDs and such resources as the Microsoft Windows Server 2003 Troubleshooting Guide, Microsoft Windows Group Policy Guide, and several others. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. The Professional MOM 2005, SMS 2003, and Microsoft Update Book teaches expert and best practice-based security and patch management of Microsoft environments using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, Systems Management Server 2003, and Windows Update Service. Mastering Active Directory for Windows Server 2003 is the resource you need to take full advantage of Active Directory. You get a sound introduction to network directory services, then detailed, practical instruction in the working of implementing Active Directory and using all of its tools. This edition has been completely updated. Active Directory Cookbook for Windows Server 2003 and Windows 2000 is a unique problem-solving guide that offers quick answers for both versions of Active Directory. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, or MOOC, which includes e-learning, MS Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOOC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals, support, and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Managing Your Infrastructure Using Microsoft Operations Manager 2005, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills for implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and Visual Studio .NET. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you differentiate yourself from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides object validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft Certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available, starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, or MCP. You can choose to go and become a fully certified System Administrator, MSCA, or System Engineer, MCSE, or a Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which I'm sure you'll find interesting to hear about. To help explain this in more detail, I'd like to introduce Holly Dias, Senior Marketing Manager for TechNet.
Many of you may be familiar with TechNet events and the TechNet website, but have you ever realized the benefits of being a TechNet Plus subscriber? A TechNet Plus subscription is the most convenient and reliable resource for IT professionals evaluating, managing, and supporting Microsoft technologies. With a TechNet Plus subscription, you can evaluate Microsoft software without time limits. This benefit allows you to try products at your own pace and make informed decisions without worrying about the software expiring. TechNet Plus evaluation software includes the latest Microsoft operating systems, server applications, and Office products. With TechNet Plus, you can also save time resolving technical issues. TechNet Plus subscriptions include a range of support options, including the complete Microsoft knowledge base delivered each month on portable media, and two complimentary professional support incidents to address your technical roadblocks. TechNet Plus offers centralized access to current, authoritative technical guidance, software, and support resources from Microsoft. IT professionals around the world rely on TechNet Plus every day to help them build their technical expertise and be successful in implementing Microsoft solutions. For details, visit www.microsoft.com/TechNet/subscriptions. On the subject of TechNet resources, the new TechNet support page outlines all the support resources available for you. The enhanced TechNet troubleshooting and support page outlines all the ways IT professionals can get support assistance from Microsoft. From free online support options to subscription-based support, you'll find all your Microsoft support resources in one location at www.microsoft.com/TechNet/support. TechNet also provides a number of community resources. There are a number of free resources available on TechNet. You can attend a regular chat with members of product groups or technology specialists from Microsoft, or you can attend a webcast where you can see sessions like the one you've just watched, but presented live and with the ability to ask questions as you go. You can also read or post questions in public news groups. The TechNet newsgroup page lists the available groups and provides an interface from which you can read and post messages. TechNet Plus subscribers can use these groups to post their technical questions, and because they are subscribers, are guaranteed a response to any technical questions by next business day from community experts or Microsoft support professionals. The main community site provides a comprehensive list of resources available, more than we can ever cover on this slide. Plus, the page has some dynamic features with continually updated content. The events page provides dates and details where you can attend a TechNet event live. These events take place around the world and provide the opportunity for you to talk with Microsoft specialists face-to-face. And finally, TechNet columns provide a variety of topics written by industry authors. Thank you very much for listening to this session.